companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump giving Russian President Putin an ultimatum. 10 days to get a peace deal with Ukraine, telling reporters aboard Air Force One headed back to Washington.
And then, you know, we're going to put on tariffs and stuff, and I don't know if it's going to affect Russia, because he wants to obviously probably keep the war going.
Mr. Trump announcing a plan with European nations to put food centers in Gaza. Israel would run them. When asked how soon they'd open, the president said, soon.
I think Israel wants to do it, and they'll be good at doing it. If they do it, and if they really want to do it, and I think they do, they'll do a good job.
The British Prime Minister says the UK will recognize a Palestinian state in September unless Israel agrees to a ceasefire. Israeli Foreign Ministry says that would be a gift to Hamas. Prices will go up next month on many items it makes, like Tide, Crest, Charmin, Tampax, and much more. Procter & Gamble citing U.S. tariffs on Chinese materials. This is ABC News. A longtime Chicago Cubs second baseman and Hall of Famer is being remembered at his death.
With 10 consecutive All-Star selections, 9 straight Golden Gloves, 7 Silver Sluggers, and the 1984 National League MVP, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred described Ryan Sandberg as a beloved figure throughout Major League Baseball. As for Sandberg, when he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame 10 years ago, he said the team, in his case, the Chicago Cubs, should mean a lot more than any one player.
Because the name on the front is a lot more important than the name on the back.
Sandberg had been diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer a year and a half ago. He was 65. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Home prices went up in 20 cities, surveyed by the S&P Case-Shiller Index most recently in May, though they rose not as much as a year ago. Chilean officials say that they turned over 6 valuable watches stolen from the Canadian movie star Keanu Reeves and recovered in a police raid to the U.S. FBI. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
You're invited to the Pierce County Fair, August 7th through the 10th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Enjoy the Light Up the Sky drone show Thursday night at 9. A Salute to Elvis with Brad Boyce is Friday night at 7. And the Big Demo Derby is Saturday night at 5. Of course, there's all the fair animals, and Senior Day is Sunday. Enjoy the rides and fair food with Mr. Ed's Carnival all 4 days. It's food, fun, animals, and more during the Pierce County Fair, August 7th through the 10th in Ellsworth.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight storm chance, and a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still a chance of storms, and highs in the upper 70s. Sun's back for Thursday. Highs once again, upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. It is hot and smoky. Smoke again coming from wildfires in Canada has the Wisconsin DNR issuing a statewide air quality alert through midday Thursday. Anyone with a weakened breathing or immune system should limit time outdoors. If you're planning to spend an extended time outside, be sure to wear a filter or face mask. A Taycheedah Correctional Institution inmate convicted of killing her cellmate will spend the rest of her life in prison. A Fond du Lac County judge Monday sentencing 29-year-old Taylor Sanchez to life without parole. She fatally beat 68-year-old cellmate Cindy Schultz-Yudas in July 2023. A pair of Republican state legislators want a cap on UW's system tuition hikes. Their proposal comes 2 weeks after the Board of Regents voted to raise tuition for the third consecutive year after a 10-year freeze. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. This absolute unreserved auction will feature online bidding, and items are located in Columbus, Chicago, and Detroit. Choose from close to 1,000 items, including a wide selection of construction equipment, truck tractors, and more. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand, the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Authorities are offering more details on a weekend boat explosion in Prescott. That incident happened Saturday at the Miscroy Yacht Harbor. The Wisconsin DNR reports that the boat was at the fuel dock when its operator unsuccessfully tried to start the engine twice. On the third try, the engine exploded, throwing 11 into the Mississippi River. No serious injuries were reported. The Durand, Arkansas School District is continuing the design phase of the new Early Learning Child Care Center with Durand Builders. Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the district hopes to break ground on the center this fall.
Hoping to finalize some design elements here over the course of the next handful of weeks to month. And then there's a permitting process that we have to go through, obviously, with the city and the state to ensure that everything meets the expectations and code requirements, and then hoping to start construction later this fall.
The new center is expected to be open by fall of 2026. Eau Claire police are investigating after a pickup truck was recovered from the Chippewa River. Authorities were contacted yesterday by a fisherman reporting they spotted a vehicle submerged near the Riverview boat landing. The truck was found to be unoccupied. Police are now working to find its owner. The case against a La Crosse man charged in the stabbing death of his roommate is moving forward. Investigators say that John Stumlin killed Daniel Riordan and hid his body. Stumlin was arrested last summer and has been receiving treatment at the Mendota Mental Health Institute. A judge on Monday ruled that the defendant is now competent to stand trial and assist in his own defense. Stumlin's next hearing is scheduled for August 20th. In Clark County, police say a suspect has confessed to a number of recent thefts. Neillsville police were contacted on July 22nd by residents reporting that someone had gained entry to their unlocked vehicles and stole items from the inside. 24-year-old Brandon King has since been arrested and is being held in the Clark County Jail as prosecutors consider possible charges. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The cleanup continues today after severe storms moved through western Wisconsin. Trees were reported down across the entire area after storms with 70-mile-an-hour winds moved through late last night. Thousands were without power for most of the night. Crews are continuing to repair downed power lines. No injuries were reported. Cooler weather is now expected for the rest of the week. Riverside Park in Durand now has power thanks to a donation from Blues on the Chippewa. Durand Mayor Patrick Mellern says the underground power would be available for other future events as well.
So we now have power down there. So that's nice. Maybe because we'll have it for other events also. And again, it helps the Blues. First of all, we thank them for the donation, but it helps them because less generators. They're able to have direct power. This way you don't have to. I know that last year, because of the power situation, that when they moved down there, they had to get extra generators. And
Blues on the Chippewa is Thursday through Saturday at Riverside Park. Another text scam to report. Wabasha police are reporting incidents of residents receiving a text claiming that the person has an outstanding traffic ticket in the state of Minnesota. The text claims that if the ticket is not paid, then it will be reported to the DMV and the person would lose driving privileges and the vehicle registration would be suspended. Wabasha police say this is nothing more than a scam. If you receive this text, block the number and delete the text. A nationwide warrant has been issued for a former Hudson coach accused of sexually assaulting a student. Chase Wayne Madison was charged Friday with child enticement, sexual assault of a child by a person who works with children, and exposing a child to harmful material. According to authorities, Madison was the head strength and conditioning coach for Hudson High School from 2017 to 2019. He worked with Catalyst Sports Medicine, which was contracted to provide strength and conditioning coaches to the Hudson School District. A 23-year-old woman recently came forward to tell authorities she had a sexual relationship with Madison when she was 16. She said that she was a student athlete and Madison was her coach who helped her rehab after an injury. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
a fish story that's hard to believe, but true. Albert Cutler of Oconomowoc says he and his family were driving home from church Sunday morning when a fish grasped by a bald eagle flying over Cutler's truck near Okachi Lake fell from the eagle's talons. Cutler said he then heard a thud and found when he got home a 15-inch largemouth bass was lodged in one of the truck's fog lamps. The unexpected catch was pulled from the truck with a hockey stick and is in a bag in the family's refrigerator because Cutler says he doesn't know what to do with it. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Seems like back to school happens earlier each year.
First day of school coming in hot.
And this year my kids had massive supply lists.
Folders, notebooks, and pens. Oh, the humanity.
But Staples had everything I needed, with some items just 25 cents.
Watch the small print.
No. My back to school budget was saved by Staples Easy Button.
Everything for school, in stock and as low as 25 cents. Staples.
That was easy.
In store, online, and on the app. In 23 while supplies last.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Freezing injured in dirt modified crash. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series standout Stuart Friesen suffered a broken pelvis and fractured right leg in a fiery accident during a dirt-modified race in Quebec, Canada last night. CT scans of Friesen came back clear of any head, neck, or spinal issues, but the pelvis is an open-book pelvic fracture, meaning it is broken in two or more places with a large hematoma on the area. The 42-year-old Canadian, who will require surgery for both injuries, was transferred to a larger hospital this morning, where he is in stable condition. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
The Brewers and Cubs play game two of their three-game series at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Quinn Priester gets the nod for the crew. Former Brewer Colin Ray goes for Chicago. Milwaukee clubbed three home runs in last night's 8-4 win over the Cubs. In the Midwest League, brewer Robert Gasser is scheduled to make a rehab appearance for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers tonight. They'll host Lake County. Beloit also home tonight, squaring off against Peoria. Packers wrapped up day six of training camp today. They're hoping running back Marshawn Lloyd is going to be okay. He went down in yesterday's padded workout and was scheduled to undergo more testing today. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said Lloyd's injury was not a result of the contact from defensive back Nate Hobbs on that play. Wisconsin wrapped up its first day of training camp at UW-Platteville today. The Badgers will be trying to improve on a 5-7 finish from a year ago that saw them fall short of a bowl bid. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisein, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced its 2024 Warden of the Year. I'll tell you who he is when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that Conservation Warden Bradley Dahlquist was recognized as the Warden of the Year for 2024. Dahlquist, a member of the Antigo Warden team in the DNR's Northeast region, began his DNR Warden career in 2008. He was presented the Haskell Noyes Warden of the Year Award in Antigo on July 12th at a banquet attended by current and retired wardens. Family and friends, as well as members of the Noyes family, were also present. The Haskell Noyes Award, created 95 years ago by the late Milwaukee businessman who sought recognition for officers protecting our resources, is one of the highest honors bestowed to Wisconsin conservation officers. Casey Krieger, DNR Chief Conservation Warden, says the prestigious annual honor goes to the warden whose public service is exemplary and efficient. Said Lieutenant Jacob Cross, who also nominated Dahlquist for the award, quote, Brad treats people with dignity and respect, often getting a handshake at the end of a contact and changing people's impression of the department and the warden's service. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight storm chance, and a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still a chance of storms, and highs in the upper 70s. Sun's back for Thursday. Highs once again, upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
We've been talking about it for a while, the potential that corn would go on the board below $4, and obviously cash below that. And that we are seeing once again today. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and joining me, Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, Mike, we knew the pressure was there, the potential for below $4 corn on the board. Is it a reflection on potential corn yields and potential way this weather has been going into now August?
I would say yes on the corn yield potential, that the trade is having a tough time distinguishing between some of the issues that we are experiencing on both sides of the Corn Belt. Talked to a producer client in northwestern Iowa after I put out my yield estimate last week, Susan, and I was talking about how it's very difficult with Illinois, Iowa, and South Dakota all making record yields in corn last year, for me to really be able to come in and push that yield too much above USDA's 181 level. I came in at 182.2, but that's only with a 2.5 bushel increase in Iowa. And I said that the vegetation maps look pretty good, but there are some holes in some of these key states that everybody thinks they're doing great. And this producer got a hold of me after I talked about that, and he said a third of my crop is in real trouble from the spring and the holes in the fields that you just can't see from the highway, or not even see standing there. You have to get in the fields. And then we also have Purdue Extension over in Indiana has written a fresh column on tassel problems in the corn crop in Indiana. I've heard that from several of my clients there. And then we have the Southern Illinois, Western Ohio, Southern Indiana areas where vegetation is really not showing up even now after all this rain. And it goes back to having too wet at the spring and poor stands. And so I think that there is some of that going on, but I really think the biggest issue is the trade just can't seem to find a low on the trade deals. And I think having gone through this the last 6 months now, almost since February, it is safe to say that the trade is not buying into a Chinese trade deal. We'll probably keep the peace with China, but are we going to have a phase two trade deal like phase one back in President Trump's first term? And I think the trade's deciding no, probably not. And I would agree with that. I never expected China to really go that easily this time around. I was really putting my hopes and pinning my hopes on a trade deal with India to substitute and replace the Chinese agriculture, grain, and soybean demand. I can say also that on my price model right now, with September corn, lead month corn, hitting below 388 in the trade on Tuesday, the trade, in my opinion, is pricing in around a 2.2 billion bushel carryover in corn heading into the August 12th crop report. And this, as you recall, compares to USDA giving us a 1.66 billion for 25-26 marketing year.
And it's no surprise when you look at that weekly crop progress report of yesterday, a bit of a setback in the corn, but still the best numbers they've seen in 9 years.
Yes, and I think this is a nice dovetail or a hand in glove with your previous question. Is part of the reason the trade thinks the crop is so big is because of us having the best conditions in 9 years. And, you know, we're at 73% currently. That compares to 68% last year at this time. The good corn went down 3 points versus the prior week. In the report on Monday, the excellent corn went up 2 points. So I think the trade clearly thinks we're above 181. But as I said, because Illinois and Iowa and South Dakota all had record yields, and I will say Nebraska is a big question mark to me because it looks really good. But last year we had 188. Can we do any better than that? And I would say clients closer to the Nebraska-Kansas border have had some pollination issues. And I would say that like northwestern Iowa, northeastern Nebraska has had just too much rain in some areas. And I think that could bring out quite a bit of disease. We still haven't talked a lot about the leafhopper. We still haven't talked a lot about some of the other big pressure that we typically get as we get into the August-September time period. And so I guess I feel like fundamentally, given the demand, given the export demand, given the domestic feeding and ethanol demand, corn with the razor thin old crop carryover level still has the best look fundamentally, and to me is the best of the three major grains and oil seeds that would be best placed in a bin, especially with the very wide basis currently.
And when you look at the opposite side of everything, I mean, feedstock prices are pretty decent at this point, and these cattle numbers just don't seem to have a ceiling in place.
Yeah, this week was a very crucial week to feed the bull, and I really liked how we got two different reports saying two different things. Placements on the monthly numbers showed 92%, very tight supply. Biannual numbers just showed July all cattle, 94.2 million. Beef cows, 28.65 million, both down just 1% from July of last year. Suggests we can really pump up the volume on 26 beef production if we're only down 1% versus a year ago, especially we keep these dressed carcass weights high. But the train had to make a decision. Do you go with the strong cash prices and that 235, 240 price when your August fats are at 229, 230 after Tuesday? Do you break back with the boxed beef and the biannual report? We were able to eke out a fresh all-time high in the August fat cattle, lead month fat cattle. That was very necessary this week. So we have a shift in momentum, as you kind of allude to, back to the upside. So we're back in a feeder-led market, and I would say it's likely the feeders are still the most likely ones to top out because of screwworm and because of yearling sales and a variety of issues out there that I think we built a lot of bullishness in this market.
And what's your takeaway of the hogs, Mike?
I think hogs were pretty much all about China again. I really do, Susan. I think that soybeans and hogs finally caught up with the rest of the market. I think wheat was in that mix as well. Plus, in the wheat market and in the hog markets, I think the currency markets are playing a role here too, because they have all year long. And what I mean by that is some of the key currencies that have been strengthening against the dollar, like the Russian ruble in the case of wheat, it's lost about 5% since President Trump on Tuesday moved up his sanctions timeline from 40 to 50 days to hit Russia with 500% tariffs on oil, or 500% punitive damages, essentially, for anyone who buys Russian energy. He's moved that up to 10 days. He said that on Air Force One on Tuesday afternoon. So that's another key issue that we're going to have to watch, is the crude oil market. If we make new monthly highs in the crude oil market, that could be a potential breakout. That crude could start playing a bigger role as a result in the agriculture commodities, too.
All right, Mike Zuzulo joining us today. And as always, a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Tuesday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th, for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 349, August 352, new crop 351, cash beans 897, August 902, new crop 915. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 369 and a quarter, August 365 and a quarter, September 361 and a quarter, new crop at 361. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 377, August 375, new crop 361. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 359, new crop at 361, cash and new crop beans 939. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 354, new crop 361, cash beans 894, new crop 924. Red Wing Grains, cash in August, corn 364, September 361, new crop 367. Cash in August, beans 936, September 930, new crop 930. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in August, corn 352, new crop 358, cash and new crop beans at 943. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 224 to 245, Holstein fed cattle 198 to 222, market cows 106 to 162, bulls 168 to 208, calves 490 to 1530, Beef steers at $269 to $650. Holstein steers $225 to $515. Sheep markets, light lambs $210 and down. Market lambs $237 and down. Ewes $85 and down. Goat markets, does $100 and down. Bucks $250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers $230 to $242.50. Finished beef heifers $230 to $239. Finished dairy steers $205 to $216. Market cows $120 to $139. Market bulls $175 to $196. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The requirements for utilizing dicamba herbicides during the growing season have changed several times in recent years, with farmers in 2025 having no ability to use the herbicide over the top. That could change with a new proposal. I'll have the details after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
After months of anticipation, the Environmental Protection Agency has released new proposed registration for over-the-top, or OTT, dicamba use in soybeans and cotton. If it's approved, the rule would reinstate post-emergence dicamba applications for the 2026 growing season. Now, over-the-top refers to applying dicamba herbicide directly onto growing soybean or cotton plants, rather than spraying it before planting when the crops haven't yet emerged. And this proposed label comes with a significant set of changes. Most notably, it eliminates the hard cutoff dates and crop growth stages that previously governed the application timeline. Instead, the EPA is recommending a series of restrictions aimed at reducing drift and volatility. These include a 240-foot downwind buffer, limits on temperature, specifically no applications above 95 degrees, and a ban on aerial applications altogether. The new label also proposes new per-application maximum use rates and says no more than two applications will be allowed per year with a one-pound total limit. Now, the EPA says these new parameters are backed by a robust human health risk assessment, and they were developed with input from the agency's herbicide strategy to better protect endangered species. Farmers would also need to meet their runoff mitigation requirements, 3 points for standard use and 6 points if operating in a pesticide use limitation area. Reactions to the proposal have been split. The American Soybean Association expressed cautious optimism, saying dicamba is a critical tool for managing herbicide-resistant weeds like Palmer amaranth. BASF and Bayer both praised the proposal, and they encouraged farmers to share their experiences with EPA during the comment period. But environmental groups were less enthusiastic. The Center for Biological Diversity criticized the move, calling it, quote, a green light for the most drift-prone herbicide in U.S. history. I'll have more when we come back.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The public comment period on this new label for dicamba herbicide is open until August 22nd. After that, the EPA will finalize its biological evaluation. If endangered species could be affected, the agency says they will consult with Wildlife Services to determine whether label changes are necessary before the registration becomes final. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight storm chance, and a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still a chance of storms, and highs in the upper 70s. Sun's back for Thursday. Highs once again, upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the dust right off them tonight. Yeah, got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Dirty dancing, blue collar romancing. I can
ask me. But I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
She loves look so pretty when the makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Wind is down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. The Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite and a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Around causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gonna done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Oh, my girl. Yeah, that's my girl.
I was getting kind of tired of her endless chatter. Nothing I could say. Satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stool, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to a word he said. I knew somewhere was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction. With a little less talk and a lot more action. Tracks.
lot more action.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Just look at her sitting there. Sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl, that yes or no line will get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. But what's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there. Find a flight overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know, she don't know.
She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know, she don't know.
She don't know. Already bought a ring, hid it in the bottom left drawer right beside the sink. Johnny M on diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy for hand. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big. Yeah, she finally figured out I'm gonna ask her to marry me. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a flight. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. I got some big, big plans.
She don't know, well, she don't know.
First it's baseball, arcades in the mall, skipping out of study hall to hang with the guys.
covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
So you sailed away into a gray sky morning. Now I'm here to stay. Love can be so boring, and nothing's quite the same now. I just say your name now, but it's not